Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
It's the Sanlam Cape Town Marathon this weekend, where 9,000 runners, a much reduced field, will be taking to the streets of Cape Town to cover 42 kilometers in what will be perfect conditions for running, because it will be slightly overcast. It would have rained the day before. There might even be a possibility of rain on Sunday morning, which will be peak conditions, I think, for anyone who wants to run a fast time. Liesel van der Veste is and will not be running that distance. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. Now, you won't believe it. I come from a family of runners. I used to be a runner. I had when I was living in Joburg, I was part of a running club, and then I just hit the wall.
Our disadvantage, Liesel, is that we are both too tall. That is my excuse, I'm sticking to it.
Now, I'm going to tell you, the editor of Runner's World, Mike Finch, said to me, it's difficult for tall people to run. So we're going to stick with his excuse, not our excuse. And when you're with a family of runners, you get all these running lingo and running terms. And I thought it might get confusing. So today we're opening it up. The WhatsApp line is open. Perhaps you've got running terms that your friends and family use and you have no idea what it means. We're going to clear that up for you today. And I thought I'd get Sam from Wanderers Athletics Club. So they have their time trial for runners and walkers. 5 and 8K time trial at the bottom of the field every week. They've got details on their website. It's a great club if you want to learn to run or walk or just be part of a community. To give us two of the terms that a lot of runners use all the time.
Now, runner's high is the most amazing feeling in the world. And that is simply when you have got an overflow of endorphins running through your body. You think you are invincible and you are having the best run ever. It's that feeling that you get as you cross the finish line, or when you've done a really good session, or you've had a fantastic time on your morning run with friends, and you leave the run in such a positive and happy space, and you cannot wait to do the next one. This often happens at the end of a race, when you are so amped to finish and cross that line, and you often forget about the pain of what you've just been through, and you can't wait to sign up for the next challenge. The other saying, hitting the wall, is unfortunately when you are running and you can no longer give what you want to give anymore. You are tired, you have no energy left, and your legs just won't do what you ask of them. This often happens because you've either started off your run too fast or you simply just aren't fit enough.
So that's Sam from Wanderers Athletics Club. They have their time trial every week on a Thursday, 5 and 8K for members and non-members at the bottom field at Wanderers, giving us a runner's high and hitting the wall.
I hit the wall literally a few meters into the running.
500 meters.
Ironically, in. I mean, when one is distracted listening to music, the gym I go to allows you to watch news channels, for example, while you're running on the treadmill. Before I know it, I've covered quite a bit more distance than I anticipated. But get me running on a road with other people, literally within a few meters, I'm going, what am I doing? Why am I?
Because you're not being distracted.
Now, on Wednesday, when we first spoke about running, you made reference to PB, which obviously is personal best. What other acronyms have you come across?
Well, I was going to define PB because you're just taking it away from me. PB, and I have.
I was just repeating what you said on Wednesday, Lizzo. That's all I was doing.
I know. But I thought, let's get. Because we can say personal best, and people are still going to go, we have no idea what you're talking about. So I got hold of Prodigal Kamalo, two-time gold medalist at Comrades. He's won Ultra Trail Cape Town, and he's currently in Cape Town for the trail for the Cape Town Marathon. He's a running coach and long-distance runner, as well as a team from Bramfy Runners, a group of running a running club out of Braamfontein. It's a social running club, and I've got them to define exactly what PB and personal best means.
A PB is a personal best. Personal best is your best time. So if I say my PB for 10 kilometers is 30 minutes, basically I mean that my best time for that distance, it's 30 minutes. That's a PB. PB means your personal best.
The term PB is an abbreviation for personal best on some instances, like in American sports, PR for personal record. PB is often used in sports, mostly in athletics and running. It's part of run culture lingo and simply refers to an individual's best performance over a particular distance or in a particular race. So you'll often hear runners bragging or discussing their 5K, 10K, marathon or Comrades Marathon PBs. An example would be if you went out to a race over the weekend and ran your first 5K in, say, 50 minutes. That becomes your personal best time or PB. The next time you go out and race and manage to shave a couple of minutes off that time and you run, say, 5Ks in 40 minutes, that becomes your new PB. PBs are usually recognized as your best recorded time in an official race, as opposed to, say, a time that you recorded on your watch or running app while on a solo run, which cannot be independently verified.
That's the team from Bromfie Runners, a group of social runners out of Bromfontein. And you can join them, if you're not a member, you'll find their details on all the social media platforms.
To all the runners, 9,000 of you, plus those who are doing the trail and the peace run and the virtual runs all over the world this weekend, have a wonderful, wonderful race. It is a beautiful marathon. Sunday is going to be so busy because, of course, it's the start of the Cape Epic, and you will be reporting for both Cape Talk and 702 throughout.
Absolutely. I leave with the team on Sunday. We start at UCT for the start and for all the way through till Sunday. So I'll be keeping everyone up to date on the fun things that are happening behind the scenes and with the backmarkers as well.
And they're all as fun things. Liesl, thank you very much. Have a wonderful Cape Epic.